Angelo kind of was just, I mean, he didn't even budge. He just sat out there, and we had a, we just had two routes on the outside and one-on-one coverage, but he sat out there and he did his job. He picked one off and ran it back. So you don't like to start off like that, but we really bounced back well. I think it took us a drive to kind of gather ourselves, but we came back strong at the end of that first half, and then had a really strong drive coming out to begin this third quarter. So it was good to see that.
Has it been as easy in practice as it looked in the games with Evans?
You know what? Lee's been definitely bringing us a lot. You can tell that the burst he has, the ability to go get balls, the ability to get inside on those slants and, keep his momentum going. So he's been a big help for us, and, we're expecting some big things out of him.
Joe, how much does it help to have that deep threat when you're trying to make a comeback from 14 points down?
It's big. I mean, we got one-on-one with him out there, and as long as the safety doesn't cheat over the top and take it away, I'm throwing one up to him, and that's what I did. I let one go, put some air under it, and let him run under the ball, and he does a great job of doing that.
Looked like he had a good chemistry going with Anquan tonight. I mean, how much has that improved since last year?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, me and Anquan have really been hooking up this training camp and really talking to each other about what we're seeing. So I'm really confident about where we're at with him and, me, in the passing game. So I'm excited about it. I know last year I was excited about it also, but, that extra year that we have now is just going to benefit us, so much.
Joe, what do you think Torrey Smith has to continue to do to solidify the third lineup?
Yeah, Torrey just got to go out there and play. Use his ability. Get up on top of guys, break across their face, run by them. Use his hands, just catch the ball. He's just got to go out there, play confidently, and let his ability take over.
Do you sense a little bit of maybe jitters out there or something?
I think he has a tendency to overthink things, and he's always wanting to do the right thing. I mean, he comes up to me and, you can just tell, he wants to do everything perfect. And, sometimes when you go out there on Sundays, you got to just go out there and let it out. Let yourself play. If you make mistakes, you make mistakes. You bounce back the next play. I think that's an experience for everybody. You have to learn that to some extent.